Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Cole Thompson. I am in the cast of Into the Woods. I play Jack.
Yes, it's going to be at the Kennedy Center Opera House today, kicking off today and running through March 19th. Hey, thank you so much for joining us, Cole.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, it seems almost impossible that at this point that anyone maybe wouldn't know what the story is about. But just so I have a good soundbite, and maybe there's some newcomers, hard to believe, but given the basic premise of you know who the main characters are, what the journey is, you know, the basic setup.
Yeah, definitely. So, Into the Woods, it's a story that involves a lot of your favorite fairy tale storybook characters that you know. There's Cinderella, there's Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk, there's Little Red Riding Hood, the Big Bad Wolf. But the main story is about the baker and the baker's wife. They are trying to have a baby. And in order to have this baby, they are instructed by this witch who lives next door to them to find all of these items in the woods. And once they find them, she'll be able to grant them their wish, which is to have a child. So the main story is them running around the woods, interacting with all these characters, trying to have their wish come true.
Absolutely. And how fun is it? You said you're playing Jack, correct? So how fun is it to play that role in particular?
It's really so much fun because Jack, I feel like he's so childlike and energetic. At least that's how I try to play him. It's so fun to just like get up on stage and run around and getting to interact with Milky White, who is Jack's cow. In this production, it's this big kind of puppet, and it's always so fun to interact with that, and the audience really enjoys Milky White. So that's probably one of the best things about playing Jack.
Well, that sounds interesting. Go a little more into how the puppet works. There's this puppet cow. Is it one person operating it? Does it take multiple people because it's a four-legged animal? How does it work?
Yes, it's one person who operates it. Kennedy Kanagawa plays Milky White in our production, and the way it's constructed, he holds it with, like, there are two handles that he holds it, and he kind of operates the mouth with one and operates the back and the legs with the other, and kind of just like trots around the stage with it. And it's very cute and expressive too.
That's awesome. Well, of course, the cow is just one of many, brilliant visual elements. So tell me a little bit more about like the scenic design. Like, obviously, it's from the title that I assume we see the woods and everything. So, yeah, but describe, what do we see visually in terms of the costumes and the set design?
Yeah, sure. So in our production of Into the Woods, I feel like the set is giving kind of stripped down because we started it off at New York City Center Encores, which was sort of a concert series with kind of minimal set. And it's really focused on the staging and the actors and the music. So in our production, our orchestra is on stage with us. And we have sort of the trees that represent the woods kind of scattered around the stage. And it's really just this one backdrop. We have a moon that comes in and out, and the backdrop that can be a bunch of different colors. And it's really just like this big opening in the stage where we kind of just run around and we have all these, and I feel like we have all these beautiful, colorful costumes that kind of coordinate to each character. Like my costume, since it's Jack and the Beanstalk, has a lot of green, but Cinderella has like a lot of like yellow gold accents in her dress. I think it's really cool. Each character's like colors kind of accented, which I like.
And of course, what we'd be remiss if we don't talk about, of course, it isn't the music. It's an iconic musical by the late Stephen Sondheim, who actually we just lost, what, last year? Was it the end of last year?
Yes. I think it was. Wow. Yeah. It feels so soon that we lost him. Like, not a lot of time has passed.
And yet, it, in some weird way, it seems like he's alive and will always live on because the songs will just echo into eternity. So that,
definitely,
I mean,
yes,
that's your legacy definitely right there. But yeah, talk about sort of Sondheim's magic here, how the songs are not only catchy, Giants in the Sky, etc. Not only catchy, but they're like complex too, right? From like a musical standpoint, they're also like really complexly written, right?
Yeah, like sometimes I feel like I don't even realize it because I've been singing it for so long, like almost every night. But Giants in the Sky, that's just one example of a song that's so much is being said in like so such a short amount of time. I feel like I'm like spewing words out. It's insane. And I feel like it's so interesting listening to all of Sondheim's musicals, but this one in particular. I've been listening to this show since I was like in middle school, I think. And I feel like even now, while I'm listening to it backstage, I still hear new little nuances and like some instruments or some songs that I haven't heard before. His music is so dense. It's like you're always finding something new, which I think is so incredible. Not everybody has that ability or talent.
Awesome. Yeah, well, and you mentioned Giants in the Sky. Run through, rattle off a couple of the other famous numbers that, or at least some of your favorite numbers that we might know and love.
Yeah. Well, I know my personal favorite is On the Steps of the Palace that Cinderella sings when she comes back from the festival. But I know a lot of their other iconic songs, the opening where we say Into the Woods a lot of times, I'm sure a lot of people know. Stay With Me, that's one of the witches' songs, I feel like is another iconic number. I really love It Takes Two, which is a song that the baker and the baker's wife sing to each other. Yeah, I feel like there's so many iconic musical theater songs, but just like iconic songs in general also in this show.
Oh yeah.
Cool. There's so many.
No One Is Alone, and there's so many big ones.
Exactly.
Well, very, very cool. Dish on your, I mean, you're playing Jack, but dish on your co-stars in this production, because I mean, mm-hmm. we have some heavy hitters, even Tony winners here with you, right?
Yes. When I found out that some of these people were going to be joining us in this cast, I was like in disbelief, because I'd looked up to them for so long. Like in high school, when I first really got into musical theater, I was really like, I have been obsessed with each of these actors at some point in my life, like Stephanie J. Block. I would listen to her in 9 to 5, the musical, the mystery of Edwin Drunen, falsettos all the time throughout high school. Gavin Creel and Thoroughly Modern Millie and She Loves Me. Would listen to him over and over again. Montego Glover. It's insane. I would listen to her in Memphis all the time as well. It's like every single one of them. There's been some they have some iconic musical theater show under their belt, and I'm just so grateful that I get to be in this show with them right now.
Yeah, and you mentioned several of them, and then also, I guess, Sebastian as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Listen to them all the time in Elf the Musical, too.
It's an incredible lineup, and we should tell everyone this. I mean, this is, and you're promoting it as such. This is direct from Broadway, right? Like, this is, is this like, are you kicking off a national tour?
Yes, it's sort of a limited engagement in a few cities across the country. This is where we're kicking it. Well, we had two previews in Buffalo last week, but this is where we're kicking it off in DC. And yeah, it's really direct from Broadway. Same set. Everybody in our cast was a part of the Broadway company at some point in some way. And it's incredible. This doesn't, at least I can't remember the last time a tour of a Broadway show has happened where almost all of the Broadway cast is coming to do it, which I think is very special.
So just to clarify for my purposes, so this exact cast was all on Broadway, and now you're picking up and going, you know, to these select cities, or are you saying that they plucked different people who had been part of the show in recent years, and now you're bringing them all together?
Everybody in this cast was a part of this production that was just on Broadway at one point, because we had some cast changes here and there, but everyone who's a part of the tour played their parts on Broadway at one point.
Gotcha. So you're seeing a Broadway caliber show right here at the Kennedy Center. How excited are you to be performing at the Kennedy Center? Because that is a legendary space all on its own.
I'm so excited. It's really weird. Like a lot of these theaters that we're going to in these cities, their houses are so much larger than what we would play to at the St. James and Broadway. And just getting to experience that I'm very excited for that. It's going to be wild. And it's, yeah, I just can't wait to be at the Kennedy Center. I've never seen a show there. So this is going to be very exciting.
Oh, you're going to love it. Well, yeah. I want to hear more about yourself, because, you know, you mentioned, you know, being in middle school, listening to the and watching and loving all of these people who you would now eventually go on to be their castmate in this.
Yeah.
But tell me a little bit more about, you know, where did you grow up? How did you get into theater, you know, to begin with?
Yeah, I grew up in Michigan, like Metro Detroit area, a few minutes outside of the city. And I feel like I was always singing as a little kid. I fell in love with singing at a really young age, but I feel like I didn't start getting really into musical theater until early high school years, when I started doing shows at my high school. I think the first show that I was in was Meet Me in St. Louis. So then I had so much fun with that show. And I think it was my sophomore year when we did a show called Little Shop of Horrors. That's become one of my favorite shows. And I think that year was when I decided I wanted to pursue musical theater as a career. So,
and how'd you make your way to Broadway? And, you know, what were some of your first shows on Broadway?
Yeah, I graduated from the University of Michigan's musical theater program in 2021. And then I moved to New York City that like fall of that year. And then I think Into the Woods was like my third or fourth audition I had in the city. And that was the first big show that it's the first show that I did in the city. It was my Broadway debut. And now it's my first national tour.
Well, so we have a Michigan Wolverine here.
Yes, we do.
How does it go? Is it ba 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 ba? Nope. Is that it? Okay.
To the conquering heroes.
Into the woods now at the Kennedy Center. Yeah, I had too many syllables. Thanks for indulging me on that. That's not making the air. anything else? I guess I have more than enough to work with. I guess before we run, pretend that I'm not here and you're talking directly to the listeners. So, you know, they're riding in their car and they're, you know, you're convincing them to come to the Kennedy Center. So, you know, just like, hey, DC, hey, everybody, come on out to Into the Woods. You're going to have a good time.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. Hey, DC, this is Cole Thompson. I play Jack in Into the Woods, which is currently playing at the Kennedy Center now, February 23rd until March 19th. So come on down, get a ticket. We'd love to see you.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for doing this. This was a lot of fun.
Of course, yeah, no problem. Thank you.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.